I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The obstacles facing women in Nigeria are nightmarish. That's why the Voice of the Martyrs Canada has a trauma center dedicated to equipping women to overcome those nightmares through the power of Christ. Greg Musselman says,
some of them have come from situations where they were kidnapped from the Boko Haram or Fulani herdsmen, who are also very radical. But many of them, they were, you know, born into Muslim families and made a decision to follow Jesus. And then the persecution really intensified.
Hundreds of women find empowerment through the trauma center's resources. But the ultimate goal? Help these women draw closer to Jesus, their ultimate protector.
We know that there's going to be some setbacks along the way, but they'll continue to be there and to help them grow in their faith in Jesus.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And it seems like each month, or sometimes each week, brings a new devastating headline in the world. With it comes the strong temptation to make like an ostrich and bury our heads in the sand. But what should Christians do? Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says,
well, for me as a believer, between those two explosions, the garbage and the gospel, both spreading rapidly, I got one of two choices. I'm going to be cold, I'm going to be bold. I didn't see a third choice there. And this call to boldness says this: whatever lesser passions have been defining how I spend my time and my influence and my money, if it isn't going to matter in heaven, it shouldn't be mattering very much right now.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East, North Africa, offers a free sample of Dr. Terry Ascott's memoir, Dare to Believe, Stories of Faith from the Middle East. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.